like sands through the hourglass. These are the bands of your life.
8:55 on a Tuesday morning means bands of your life here with the Musers. We have a special guest star each week answering our musical questionnaire, and we're very, very excited about this week's special guest joining us now, all the way from Los Angeles, via incredible technology.
All the way from Mars.
You know him from Kid and Play and Bad Radio. It's Christopher Kid Lee. Huh. Hi, Kid.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Kid.
How are you?
I'm doing well. You can hear me. You can hear me pretty good now.
Yeah, you sound great.
That's what's up. Yeah, man.
You know what? Our first question,
because just slowly dying out here. Just slowly dying.
Because day by day. 6:55 your time. Everybody wants to know, have you just stayed up all night or did you get up really early?
You know what? It was off and on. It was off and on. I got a couple hours.
Okay.
But the difference is, like, back in the days, like when I first started listening to The Ticket and listening to you guys, that's when, you know, I could go out and hang out. And I would get in like around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning here in LA. When you guys are first jumping on, and no disrespect, but you guys were so soothing, you know, that it would help me go to sleep. I couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah, that's why they call us the gentle musers.
I'm telling you, I'm coming in hopped off of God knows what. I'm like, how am I gonna get to sleep? And you know, it became y'all were like a three man weave, a triple threat. You know, George is like a warm big blanket. You know, Junior's voice is like warm milk. And here comes Gordo, the white flavor Flav. Whoa,
white flavor Whoa! Flav.
But well, glad to know we could put you to sleep.
Yeah, no, but no, I listen to the show regularly now, especially now.
Yeah,
not much to do,
now.
Fellas.
Yeah, really.
But no. I was home last night. I was off and on watching basketball or whatnot, watching highlights and stuff like that.
Well, happy that you decided to do this, because as soon as we started this segment, we got a lot of P1s saying you got to get Kid on. Kid would be great. So everybody's anxious to hear your list. Was it hard for you to compile the list, or was it pretty easy?
You know, I had a little more trouble than I thought, because, you know, just being in the music business all this time, you know what I mean? There's, you know, a lot of music to choose from, you know? So, it was a little tough, but I've heard that segment, so I got into it. And then I asked my girlfriend to help me a little bit. She hated everything. No, she helped me out a lot, and then they helped me put it together. So
cool. All right, shall we get started?
And drums, please.
We always start off with what is sometimes the toughest or the easiest for people taking this survey. The first one, Kid, band that you hate.
Okay, this one was tough for me. I didn't get this right away, but I kind of went through my mind and my memories, and the band I hate is ABBA.
Yes!
What?
Yes!
This ABBA is a crime.
Yes. ABBA. Oh, solidarity with you. They drive me bananas too.
ABBA. You don't like any of their songs?
It's so fantasy. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
And I'll tell you, I'm ready to kill myself. Right here. Play this.
This one isn't a great one.
Play this at my funeral, Gordo, okay?
It'll cause your funeral.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, this one is a life force drainer.
Is this Fernando's theme
song?
Yeah,
this is Fernando.
Fernando!
You need to do a whole album of ABBA covers.
Oh, God.
Reinvent them.
That could probably be funny. I'll tell you a funny story. I have a son that's 26, and when he was a little kid, he must have been like 6 or 7, I went over to visit him at his mother's house, and I heard him upstairs singing. I said, "Man, my son is singing." I said, "Let me go up here and hear my son singing." He was in his bedroom in some tiny little drawers singing Dancing Queen. I was like, this is I was like, come on, where are we going here? Supposed to be a rapper.
And right there, you had to teach him one of life lessons that Abba sucks and don't do that.
No, Abba's great. And I'm so proud that he felt free to be himself.
Look, and then the movies were, come on, stop it. How many did they make of them things?
I don't know.
Mamma Mia, kill me.
Yeah. They made two of them at least.
All right, that's the band you hate.
All right.
Band I hate.
Band you think is overrated.
Okay, this is another tough one, too. The band I think is overrated is Motley Crue. Motley Crue.
I don't disagree. Yeah, I'm with you here,
Have you ever met any of these guys?
Yeah, well, see, that's what made this one a little tough, because I know Tommy Lee. I've hung out with Tommy Lee a few times back when he was going with Pamela Anderson, because she was a friend of mine as well. So he's a great guy. But I think overrated because some of the joints, look, some joints are good, but to me, they just overplayed that, you know, wild rock band stuff. You know what I mean? Like, calm down. You know, didn't Vince Neil kill somebody? Like, come on.
Well, I think they de-emphasized that. They don't put that on their CV.
Yeah. They should change the song to Dr. Killgood.
Okay, come on, man.
Too soon, Gordo? Too soon?
Yes, it's too soon.
Too soon?
The body is still warm, Vince Neil's victim.
Boy, I would like to see the night that you and Tommy Lee were out.
How did that go?
Those nights like?
Look, and the funny part is this. Like, he was, like I said, real, real cool dude. That's when him and Pamela Anderson were really tight.
That's when he was honking boat horns with his penis.
That's what I'm saying. He had a bar. We would go to that sometimes, a bar in Hollywood. But I'm telling you, invariably, your eyes end up drawn to his jock. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like I seen it. I seen that movie.
Oh, my goodness.
He could play the drums with it.
Yeah, he had a third drumstick.
Yeah, he did. He did the solo with that.
I always loved Pamela Anderson. So back in her day when you all were hanging out, was she pretty amazing?
She's a sweetheart. She was always a sweetheart. Remember she had that TV show back in the days where she was like a private eye?
No, what was that?
Yeah, it was called...
Baywatch, I'm assuming.
Yeah, after Baywatch, she did a show called... It was her and two other chicks. They were like private eyes. And I was a guest on the show. That's how we started kicking it.
Ah.
And that's about the time when she was still with Tommy. The kids were young. And she was really cool. She used to tell, Hugh Hefner stories and stuff like that. She was a sweetheart. I haven't seen her in a minute, but... she was always nice.
You know who she's going out with or best friends with now? That Julian Assange from WikiLeaks, the dude who's always holed up at Ecuador in embassies or something? Yeah, I swear.
Huh. Well, the guy that throws feces when they come to arrest him?
That's right. That is Julian Assange.
Dr. Feces Good? Is that what I got a million of them.
All right, Motley Crue, the band that kid thinks is overrated. All right, let's move on to band you think is underappreciated.
Okay, this is the band or the particular artist that I think is underappreciated. Dallas' own Erykah Badu.
Ah, yes. All right.
I love Erykah Badu. Over the course of her history, she's... You know, she's done a lot of crazy stuff, a lot of great music, real different, not afraid, embraced hip-hop, can sing her behind off, and
she's
her behind
amazing.
Is very big.
Yeah, she's great.
See, this is a classic. This is the classic, women, we're not taking this. Whoa!
Whoa!
Didn't tell you about that one.
We should have previewed and beeped that.
That's going in strong there.
That That's just Aaron Burr you. Right, oh, and this song is a classic song, like, you know, the good for nothing boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Tyrone is such a you know a great name for a slacking boyfriend, and at the end. It's all great, she says. But she says, you know, you got to call your boys, tell them come get your stuff. But you can't use my phone. Dude ain't even got a phone.
Have you ever met her?
Oh, absolutely. Known her for a long time. She's amazing. She's amazing. She's super funny. I don't know if people realize that when she hosts a lot of these award shows, she's super funny. Knows her hip hop up and down. You know, Dallas's own. Remember, she did that video where she walked down Dealey Plaza, right, taking all her clothes off, and then got shot. I mean, who does that? That's she's very, very creative.
Of course, I've taken my clothes off at Dealey Plaza many a time too. Times.
He's been arrested doing that. So.
Can we shoot you before you take your clothes off?
Yeah, people get a few shots off before I finally get the underwear down.
Wait, and she got a baby by the dude from Outkast, Andre 3000.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And who are the other kids from? Doesn't she have like three kids?
I'm not sure, bro. I just know the one with Andre 3000, his name is Seven.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven, 3000.
It should be 3001.
Yeah, but they bite my style. My dad always wanted to name me Zero. Okay? So she kind of bit my style.
All right, that's a good
I was
one.
A number first.
Erykah Badu. All right, band or artist that you love?
Okay, this was another special one. Just something, the band I love is, or the artist I love is Aretha Franklin. You know, I think we lost her. When did we lose her? Last year?
Yeah.
And this song in particular, you know, in these days and times, we need all the prayers we can get. Come on, Gordo, listen to that voice. Flawless, right?
It's beautiful.
Awesome.
Flawless.
I used to have to defend her to Gordo.
To me?
Yes.
I loved Aretha Franklin.
Flawless.
You got it.
Especially
at
that time.
Your career.
This is the 60s. This is the 60s, so she was flawless. Flawless.
Great Burt Bacharach song.
Yeah, and I thought she was, like, really cute when she was young, too.
She was. She was. I had a homeboy of mine. He used to open for her. He was a keyboard player and a comedian. So he would open for her for many, many years on tour with Aretha. And the two things he told me about her was she always kept the theater freezing. You know, like David Letterman show freezing to save her voice. And she said he must have opened for her for 10 years and she always paid him in cash.
Really?
Always paid him in cash. Yeah. Huh. There was a story that years ago she had been, you know, robbed by a manager or accountant of some sort. So she never took a chance after that. So she always got paid in cash. So whoever was on the show, the band members, my boy that opened for her, she after the show, you come to her hotel room and she pay you in cash.
Wow, never heard that before.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I'm old. You know what I'm saying? When you old school like that and you get burnt, you just like, you know what? Never again.
Yeah. Right.
It's going right under the mattress. Under the mattress, kid. Yep. Under the mattress.
One of the greatest voices of all time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right, we're in the middle of another edition of Bands of Your Life, and our special super guest star this week from Kid and Play and Bad Radio, it's Christopher Kid Reed.
These are the bands of your life.
Joining us from LA via incredible technology.
Yes.
All right, shout out
to Clean Feed. Shout out to Clean Feed.
Yes.
Shout out to Clean Feed.
Clean Feed making this possible this morning.
Shout out.
Okay, let's get back to the list. We left off, Kid, with band that you can listen to over and over again.
Okay. This has a lot to do with my background. My mother was white and my father was Jamaican. So I heard a lot of this man's music coming up when I was a kid. Band I could listen to over and over again. Bob Marley.
Oh, this is when he covered Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and made the song his. He said, I'll take that, Clapton. Give me the song.
I love Bob Marley.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can barely see the band, so smoky.
Right. You know, he was only 36 when he died.
Wow. Yeah. Cancer of the toe.
Seriously?
Yeah, he had cancer of the toe, and it spread. Huh. Because those Rastas, they don't believe in, you know what I'm saying? It was so religious on the Rasta tip.
Yeah.
They didn't believe in Western medicine. It was like, You know, if my eye for gold and my eye for gold. I got cancer in my toe, and now I got to go.
Toe cancer.
Yeah, toe cancer.
Name one other famous musician that's ever died of toe cancer.
Kunta Kinte. I don't know.
I don't know. That's.
they just chopped his foot off. Sorry.
He turned down his doctor's advice to have his toe amputated.
Mm. Yeah. Me need all my toes.
So crazy. 36. Yeah, he's like the... Is he considered like the Beatles of...
Oh, yeah.
Of
not even close.
Reggae?
Yeah, I mean, in all the great records, No Woman, No Cry, Is This Love, Buffalo Soldier. Mm-hmm. So, and he was obviously, he was conscious, hero to the Jamaican people. But you hear this music, the song slap. It's not like he was making the funkiest folk music, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. he kind of mastered that, of doing it both ways like that. So yeah, a lot of Bob Marley growing up.
All right.
Wait, and you know what? In light of that, hold on, guys, real quick. Let me.
Yep. Oh, what's happening? Oh, he's. Are you firing one up?
Oh, I thought he was clipping his toenail.
No, he has. I'm sure Kid has his medical marijuana card.
I thought it was a toe tribute, but it's a toe tribute.
Yeah, well, this weed is so strong, it's curling my toes.
Now we're rolling. He's honoring Bob Marley, for God's
sake. Rise up this morning, smile at the rising sun. Three little birds.
Hey, legal in California. That's right.
That's right.
We should
That's
note
right.
that.
Redemption Song, I think, was one of the first things I learned to play on guitar.
Yeah, Redemption Song is great.
It's so
great
beautiful.
Song. All right, Kid. All right. Band that made you fall in love with music.
Okay. This guy, growing up in New York, this guy was like a New York, to me, he was like a New York hero. He was one of the guys that, when I heard him, he made me want to write beautiful songs like that. The band that made me fall in love with music is the one and only Billy Joel.
Wow.
Yeah.
We had a run-in with Corby once.
Yes.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Shit. I wouldn't mess with Billy Joel. He looked kind of tough. Well, now he looks tough.
Yeah.
It's built like a bowling ball now.
Yeah. When we were growing up in New York, like when I was like, you know, 11, 12, you used to hear these songs all the time. That, Just the Way You Are, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, Big Shot. I wish I could say he's underrated. I don't think he's underrated, not to me, but he's got a catalog that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
His catalog is crazy.
Yeah, you've mentioned two of the, like, Bob Marley's greatest hits and Billy Joel's greatest hits. I think I've worn those out.
Oh,
those
were
on such heavy rotation in my life.
Yeah, wasn't Billy Joel thing. Like a double, wasn't Billy Joel like a double album?
Yeah, it's a double album.
Oh my God, I love mm-hmm. that. Love that. Now this song reminds me of growing up, and you know, like, you know, when you started checking out girls, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
or the teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go changing teacher.
I think that's illegal.
So, well, yeah, it's just an idea in your head.
Hey, didn't that the one that did that? Didn't she just pass away?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mary Kay Letourneau.
Yeah, she just passed away.
Mm-hmm. But she ended up marrying Vi Sikahema.
That's not his name.
That's not his name.
I heard, did she have cancer of the toe?
No, she didn't die of toe cancer. She died of some other kind of cancer,
yeah,
though.
She did have cancer.
Way to go, kid.
Way to go.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Yeah, too soon, yeah.
Yeah. Vince Neil just killed her just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and Tommy Lee buried her with his Johnson.
Okay. Yeah, he lowered her down in there.
Exactly.
And dug out the hole with it. Boom.
Yeah, they strapped the crane. They strapped the casket through his Johnson and said their final goodbyes.
As he winched it down.
Crazy
yeah,
scene.
Exactly.
Mm. Back to Billy Joel, if we could.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right, kid, next on the list, band that changed your life.
All right. Going back, New York City, this band changed my life. It changed the course of my life. It made me know what I wanted to do for a living. And that's the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yes. Oh!
Yeah. You know, widely described as like the first big rap record hit. I mean, this just had us all in a twist. Listen to that. That groove is so hard. This thing is so hard.
Yeah, I loved it.
And then he comes in with these lyrics. Hip, hop, hip, hip, like, come on, man. But it was so, you know this bass line, Gordo, right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
This good sheet, times. Good times. Yeah.
Great Bernard Edwards.
Bernard Edwards, that's right. So then we lay this on top of it.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello.
He's trying to bring people together. The red and the brown, the purple and yellow. Rainbow Coalition. Rock. Yeah, this record was everywhere.
So far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man.
And the original version of this song was like 8 minutes long.
Oh yeah, it went forever. The women fight for my delight. Did they make the radio version like 4 minutes?
Yeah, I think they just made it shorter.
Yeah, they did. But the ones who the DJs played in the club was like 7-8 minutes long.
Yeah.
But we didn't care. Like we were so starving for hip-hop, you know, and this is the first one. The DJ will play this 20 times in a row, and we didn't care.
I wonder how many of those guys are still alive. Wonder Mike.
I think we lost. I think there was a big guy.
Hank?
This guy that's rhyming right now. I think we lost him.
And that bass is so prominent. Is that because they bring it up in the mix, or is it the actual bass the guy's playing?
Well, that's the actual. I think did they take Sheik's actual track? I guess.
Nah, you know what? If I remember correctly, they just had somebody replay it. You know,
okay,
they
so
just
this
copied the whole group. Yeah, it wasn't sampled. Cats wasn't sampling back then. You
right.
Just get the record company they were on had a house band, you know, had a studio band. So they just tell them, yo, play the joint over.
I guess by now you've heard my attempt at this song, haven't you, kid?
No, I do not. But I'd
like
to.
Like every 5 minutes on this station.
Let's see if we have it.
Is this
what you did to the pool?
See if that's handy.
Stand by. I'm sure it's at the ready because it gets played.
Cray Trey's listening to the 15 show.
15 times a day. Our
instant classic.
Yeah.
We'll play it for you next time.
So classic, we retired it.
Yeah. Take it to the pool.
Whoa. To the pool?
Hey, Tommy Lee, take it easy.
Man, I was rolling until then.
Yeah, I always get Tommy Lee to check the depth of the diving into the pool. 8 feet.
How much chlorine is in there, Tommy?
Yeah, you can taste. It's like prehensile.
At the school, I take a dick into the pool.
Whoa. You take your run into the pool?
Sorry.
Whoop.
No, I know you have. Don't you have to take it with you? What, you going to take it off and put it on the side?
It's not detachable.
Well, at least I waited until after school.
Oh, true. My goodness.
That's okay, kid. Next on the list, band that surprised you.
Band that surprised me? I'm not really like a major country fan, but me and my girlfriend started kind of stumbled onto her, and we loved her ever since. Band that surprised me is Kacey Musgraves.
Yes!
What?
We are soulmates, kid. We really are.
You know I love this song. It's High Time. You know this is my song. It's my theme song. They're going to play this at my funeral.
You know she has like diarrhea problems and stuff.
She did.
Why is that? Is that why she got divorced?
she tweeted she had horrible diarrhea, and so her husband left her.
One time she said that. Yeah, she's great. Isn't she an awesome writer? Very clever.
The first album. The first album was great. The second album was great. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel bad she's having some marital difficulty, but her songs are great. There you go.
Golden Hour was incredible. Her last record.
Well, you know what? Her next album is going to be called Diarrhea Dreams.
Yeah. Don't join them. Stay on my side.
No, she's dope. I'm with you.
Stop it. It's a sneak preview of the next album. Thanks, kid.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's great.
We just started tracking.
Yeah, they just put the ass mic down there. And let's see what kind of gold we come up with. Yeah. Black gold.
Stop it.
Texas tea.
She is from Texas.
She is from Texas. I heard that.
Another singer-songwriter from Texas.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, this next one is, I think it's always the one I'm most interested in. What is kids' guilty pleasure?
Okay. Guilty pleasure. I got a couple for this one. One was a group that gets slagged around a lot, but I actually know these guys. I knew them when they was first starting out in the rap game. And one of my guilty pleasures is the Black Eyed Peas. Black Eyed Peas. I love these guys because they know how to make these pop joints, but they're also very, very hip-hop oriented. You know, they used to be break dancers, so they always... They make hits. I like hits.
Who are you friends with in the band?
All three of them, to be honest. Will is a great guy. Apple Diap, Filipino cat.
Mm-hmm.
Taboo just beat cancer. You know, they're really... And they just dropped some new stuff that's doing well, so... Nah, I like the Black Eyed Peas. And that probably has a lot to do with the fact that I know them and I respect them.
I think Will.i.am is the one who wished everyone to have a happy Super Bowl.
Everybody really? Have a happy football is what
happy football. Oh, yeah. Right. No, yeah. Everybody have a happy football.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about sports. No. Believe that. Believe I could tell you that. They're all about music, you know?
We dedicate this show to the people from the tsunami. That's Shepherd. We sending out love. Everybody have a happy football.
To the people from tsunami.
Wait, and did he say the people that suffered?
I don't know what he said there.
The people from the tsunami that suffered. We sending out love.
That suffered.
Yeah, they suffered.
Wow, there's a lot there.
So much to unpack. Now,
Did you know Fergie?
I do know Fergie. She's a sweetheart too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she broke off from the group.
Right.
And they got a new chick. So, you know, keep it moving. Fergie makes some catchy records too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She's Fergalicious.
She is Fergalicious.
Didn't she urinate on herself at a live show once?
It's okay.
Yep.
Save that one for Peter King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she sure did. That was the opposite of the of Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah. She's just covering a different area.
Exactly. You got to feel free. All right. Hey, my other guilty pleasure real quick.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, you know, music growing up when I was a kid. And he was another wonderful, great, respected songwriter in my mind. My other guilty pleasure is Paul McCartney and Wings.
There you go. I love Wings.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Oh, that voice. One of the worst voices in music history.
Stop it. Stop trolling, kid.
You know you did, you know you did. And all these songs, especially Wings songs, were like movements. They were like 3-4 songs in one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like this one. I swear, it's such a mashup.
Yeah. Band on the Run, same thing.
Band on the Run is probably my favorite. Listen to What the Man Says.
Yep. Silly Love Songs I love.
Silly Love Songs, stop it. What about the other one when him and his wife were playing all the instruments? Coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Like a flower. Yeah. Now, this song is...
That part kind of...
And in honor of Paul McCartney and Wings, since you... Hold on. Part two.
All right.
Didn't Paul McCartney get arrested for weed?
Oh, yeah. In Japan, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got Japan. You know they don't play.
That's right. All right, kid. Band you should have seen live by now.
Yeah, band I should have seen by now. I've been a big fan of this for a long, long time. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to see them because, you got some of the band members are dying off. Band I should have seen by now is the Eagles. I like the Eagles.
Mm. Another Dallas' own, Don Henley.
That's right. That's right. Right? I'll bring it to Texas.
Yep. I finally saw them after years of wanting to about 5 years ago, and they were great.
Yeah. One of the worst voices in music history.
Okay, stop it. Stop trolling everybody.
What's the... Wait. What's the one when they a concert movie they had when Hell Freezes
Hell
Over?
Freezes, yeah. Yes, yeah. That was incredible.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Great live sound.
And you know what? I was always impressed at how Don Henley could play the drums and sing.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's so difficult. You know?
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, and finally, kid. Yep. Best band to see live.
All right. The great band to see live, the best band I've ever seen live, artist I've ever seen live, is Prince, or was Prince.
Oh, he was, indeed.
I mean, who makes records like this? Nobody made records like this. And then he'll turn around and get real funky on you. You know? One time back in the days, we went to a party at his house.
You did?
Wow.
Yeah. Remember the house that he rented from Carlos Boozer and painted it purple? He rented Carlos Boozer's house in Beverly Hills for the summer.
Wow, I never knew that.
And then painted the whole house purple.
Without Carlos permission.
Yeah, without permission. Carlos Boozer came back. Yo, what the hell are you doing, Prince?
So did you ever get to hang out with Prince, or did he kind of stay to himself?
I've been around him both ways. When we went to his house, I'll never forget it. We wasn't invited, and it was after the Emmys. So me and Spinderella, Dallas is Spinderella, she lives here. Me and Spinderella went up there. We're like, yo, man, I'm kid, you Spinderella. We probably got a pretty good chance of getting up in here. So we went up in there. We got in there. There was all these crazy celebrities in there, record execs and rappers and singers. And then Prince hadn't gotten there yet. But then next thing, I look up the stairs. It's like a, you know, like a circular grand staircase. And here comes Prince. And it looks like he's floating. Like he's not even walking. He's just floating. And he's got this turquoise caftan number. And he just kind of floated down in front of us and was like, you know, how y'all doing? You know, and he's got like a real, the voice don't match the artist. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, and they played live. Matter of fact, Will.i.am was at that party too. They all went in the back of the thing, and they were jamming. They were jamming until like 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
You know?
Cool.
I left it at 3:30, and it was still cracking.
And were you surprised at how short he was?
Yeah, because I had seen him a few times before that in different places, like at the China Club out here in L.A. back in the days. One time we were staying at the same hotel in Toronto. So, you knew he was a little dude, but...
He was 4'10", wasn't he?
His presence was crazy. Wait, real quick, I'll tell you this last story. One of the last times when Prince did a gang of shows out here at the Forum, the old Forum that they had refurbished. So my homeboy from Hot Tub Time Machine, Craig Robinson, excuse me, he picked me up and was like, yo, man, we're gonna go see Prince. So we go see Prince. The show is amazing. He performed for like 3 hours. So we're like, all right, we're gonna bounce. We have to go back to Hollywood to do a set at the Hollywood Improv Comedy Club. So it probably took us like 45 minutes to get back there. And we spoke to another guy that was still at the concert. He said, yo, man, this dude is still playing. It's like going on 5 hours. So he was relentless. He just, and then after that, he would come back in Hollywood and do a private set at the House of Blues, like at the old Restoration Room or the Proclamation Room, whatever, the Dead Toe Room. I don't know.
The Dead Toe Room. That's what they call it.
Well, that's an awesome list.
Yeah, kid. You did the best of it. Thank
great,
you, man.
Great job this morning. Thank you so much for doing this.
That's what's
and,
up.
We really appreciate it. We'll see you at some point when things get back to normal.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate y'all, man.
Musical soulmates.
Pray for Bob's toe.
Yes, we will.
And Tommy Lee's Johnson.
Okay. Both buried with Mary Kay Letourneau.
Oh, my gosh.
Way too soon.
That's the great... Christopher Kidd Reed joining us this week on Bands of Your Life.